Hello.
Hello, my name is Rosalind. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, I'm returning this call. I'm returning
Yes,
a
ma'am.
call back. Okay. Are you the one I need to speak to?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Tamia.
Okay. Well, how can I help you today?
I was trying to file unemployment online, and it kept sending me to the, it said something about the server couldn't be connected.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's fine. We can file it here for you.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. What's your social?
It's 423-455-5172.
Okay. And tell me your first and last name again for me.
It's Tamia Anderson.
All right, and your date of birth?
It's 10/12/1996.
And your mother's maiden name.
White.
Okay. And provide your driver's license number for me.
I have a new license number since I last filed. Let me see here. Sorry, I had to go get my purse.
No problem. And what's that? Your mother's maiden name again, one more time.
White
I,
is her last.
okay. Okay.
Okay. So it is, it's I01857 17.
Okay, that's the Alabama non-driver's
Yes,
identification.
ma'am.
Okay. All right. You may have to give it to me again, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
Let me
give it
know
to
when
me.
you're ready.
Yes.
Okay, so it's I01857 17.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into checking or savings, or the AllAdvantage prepaid card.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, you said direct deposit. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am, direct deposit.
Do
Sorry.
you have your routing number and checking account number available?
I do, yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you can start with it, we'll.
With the routing. Okay, so it's 314-972-853.
Okay. All right. And your account number now.
Okay, so it's 817-809-1000. 4937.
Okay. Right.
817-809-4937. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How do I skip all of that? Oh my. I gotta go back up. Okay. Do you have difficulty? I skipped over a whole little section. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. English is your preferred language, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And did you work for the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And the highest grade level you completed in school?
12.
Okay. Okay. All right. Verify your mailing address for me.
It's 2101 Booker Drive, and that's in Athens, Alabama. 35611.
Okay. And is your mailing address and your residence the same?
So I just moved to a new residence, but my mailing address is the 2101 still.
Okay. Okay. All right. So okay, so since your residence and mailing address, it is asking to verify your residence as well.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So it's 196 Jeff Road, Jeff, Northwest. Apartment 1703.
Okay.
And then it's in Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay.
And 35806. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And verify your telephone number.
It's 2564-8743. All right. So it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1031 Neiman Road, 1302 Browns Ferry Street. So, yes, 1302 Browns Ferry.
Okay. Question two, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Decatur, Athens, Enterprise, Madison, none of the above.
Athens.
Okay. Which of the following professional license have you ever held? Neurology with special qualifications in child neurology, pediatric, physical therapist, pulmonary disease, none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work for another state with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And your last day at work?
I'm sorry, what was that last question?
Your last day at work?
So actually, I just started back work. They literally just told me Saturday that I could file for unemployment because I had COVID for over a month. And they only paid me for a week of it. So they told me to file for unemployment on Saturday, but I couldn't file on Saturday.
Okay.
So I was out of work. I can let you know how long I was out of work. Let me see here.
Okay, so you went back to work already?
So I just went back to work last weekend on Saturday, and she told me that I could file for unemployment for the days that I missed. Because I didn't know, and they didn't pay me for those days.
All right, here's the thing with unemployment. We can put it in, but the way unemployment is, you have to report any income that you've made. So if you worked a whole week and you're just now filing for unemployment, and your income exceeds your week of work, when you start calling in your certification on next Sunday, then it could possibly shift your benefits, meaning you may not, you may get disqualified, you may not. But I'm just saying, if you had COVID, they should, even though they only paid you a week, you should have filed like say you got COVID and you ended work that Friday. Monday, you should have been filing for unemployment, basically.
Okay. So they just told me.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything until Saturday.
Yeah. And they're not going to go back. Because, see, now it's moving forward. What's going to happen is they're going to pay you. You're going to start filing. We're doing your initial claim today. You're going to start filing your weekly certifications on Sunday of, you know, coming up. If you work, it's going to ask you a question, you know, have you worked, you know, any this week? You're going to have to report that income. Once you report that income, they'll make, you know, the necessary adjustments. Either you will get benefits or you won't. If it exceeds the amount, you won't.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. If that makes sense.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so we can continue. Like I say, we can. But I just wanted to, you know, put that out there. Anytime you have to leave work, yeah, if you didn't work, like, the very next week, you should have called, you know, ASAP, not when you go back to work. Because really, technically, you're no longer unemployed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, your last day of working was, you said you went back last Saturday?
So, yes, I went back last Saturday.
Okay, and what was the last day you worked?
Before that?
Mm-hmm.
It was January, let's see, I tested positive on the 18th, so it was January 16th.
All right, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
And the reason you haven't been mentally and physically able to work is due to illness?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said unable to work. I'm sorry. No, yeah, I've been able to work. I'm sorry.
Okay. And do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
So I do work on commission basis.
Okay. All right, what job is it?
So I'm a sales consultant at Furniture Row.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training program?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
No, ma'am. I already have a job. Technically.
Okay. No problem. Are you currently available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or received a pension with the employer within the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Let's see, about 15 to 20. I'm willing to travel.
Okay. What's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$17 an hour.
Okay. And do you work for a union hall?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay. And your employer gave you a date to return back to work, right?
They didn't give me
back.
They just told me I can return once I got a negative test.
Mm-hmm. And you went back last Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
That was the
5th. Oh, no, ma'am. I went back
this Saturday?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you were saying last Saturday. So, yeah, you still can file. Because you didn't work none last week. You just went back Saturday. So the only day you will report, I mean, you still can file, but the only day you will report is Saturday. So you're still in good shape.
Okay, thank you. So I was like, because she literally told me when I walked in, and I'm like, why didn't you tell me this before?
Yeah, because you could have gotten about 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Absolutely. All right. So we may have a problem because the date you return back to work is not letting me proceed.
Okay.
Let's see if I can move forward. All right, give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you know what? I am going to have a problem with this claim because it is coming to me now. The reason it won't let me proceed. You're filing your initial claim today. When you file your weekly cert for a week of benefits, is this week. And that means you're working this week.
Uh-huh.
So with this being your initial claim, when I put in 2/12/2022,
mm-hmm.
It's not letting me proceed because you've already returned back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the date had the recall date has to be greater than or equal to today's date. And see, you went back to work Saturday. If it was today's date or something greater than today, like down the week, it'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And okay. See, by the time you call in on Sundays, because you'll file your first weekly cert on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and you'll have to report all the income for this week, not last week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But give me 1 second before I cancel this. Want to make sure first, but the system itself is not letting me move forward. But let me ask a question, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, dear. So here's the deal. I'm not going to be able to finish your claim because, as I stated previously, they won't go back and repay. Unfortunately, you know, I do apologize about the misinformation that you received from your employer.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, we can't go back, and it will not let me override and proceed. So I do apologize.
No, it's fine. Thank you so much for trying.
You're welcome, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You have a good day.
You as well. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.